proposed 10% pre-retirement lump sum benefit has not yet become law. NAPSA Head of Corporate Affairs, Mr. Kiefer Sinyangwe, said members of the public should wait for Parliament to enact the legislation before expecting the benefit to take effect, emphasizing that the current 20% pre-retirement lump sum benefit remains in force. Mr. Sinyangwe explained that detailed guidelines on how the proposed 10% benefit would operate will only be provided once the law is passed. Speaking on the Power FM breakfast show, Mr. Sinyangwe urged members to rely on official communication from the authority regarding any changes to pension benefits. He also addressed concerns raised by bus drivers about accessing NAPSA benefits, saying eligibility is not determined by the sector one works in, whether transport, music, retail or any other field, but by whether an individual is formally employed and receives payment for services rendered. He further clarified that self-contributions apply only when a person is both the employer and the employee. In cases where an individual is employed, it is the responsibility of the employer to register them with NAPSA and remit the required contributions, as this is their legal obligation.
The 10% has not been introduced yet. It's not yet law. It's a proposal. So I'd like to ask people to wait until Parliament passes that law. That's when this will come into force. As to when and how and all those aspects, that will be able to be answered at that stage. For now, the 10% is not yet in force. What is in force is the 20% pre-retirement lump sum. It doesn't matter in what field you are, whichever form of engagement you have, in whichever trade, you are supposed to register that person with NAPSA and contribute for them. SMEs are not excluded. The self-contribution or contribution for on your own is only applicable where you are your own employer and employee.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has dismissed claims that government is responsible for delays in the barrio of former President Edgar Lungu, stating that ongoing legal processes in South Africa are being pursued by representatives of the former First Family. UPND Media Director Mark Sumue said the government of the Republic of Zambia had already secured a favorable ruling from a South African trial court, but those dissatisfied with the outcome opted to file appeals within the South African legal system. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Sumue said it is therefore incorrect to blame President Hakainde Hichilema for the delay, arguing that the legal challenges were not initiated by the Zambian government. He maintained that President Hichilema had made efforts to engage various stakeholders and persuade the former First Family to allow for a united barrio procession. Mr. Sumue said while the state could have immediately repatriated the body following the court decision, government instead chose to pursue dialogue in the interest of national unity and inclusivity. He stressed that prolonged legal battles in South Africa were contributing to the delay and called for efforts to ensure the trial court's decision is upheld so that the matter can be concluded. Mr. Sumue added that the continued back and forth over the barrio was raising public speculation and unnecessary tension, emphasizing that the country needs closure. He said government's position remains that the former head of state should be laid to rest with dignity and that the matter should not be politicized.
Therefore, suffice it to conclude that the delay to enforce the decision of the South African court has been necessitated by the representatives of the former system, not by the government of the Republic of Zambia. But as far as the Republic of Zambia is concerned, a decision was already made in their favor, except those that felt aggrieved decided to try their luck by, you know, getting to different courts within the system in South Africa. So we cannot have individuals in this country today waking up claiming that the one who has delayed that barrio presentation, when it is very clear in black and white that the appeals were pursued not by the Republic of Zambia, but those that felt that they needed to challenge the decision of the trial court.
In another development, health expert Ilunga Mutwale has emphasized the urgent need for premarital and pre-pregnancy medical testing, describing it as cardinal in preventing avoidable inherited health conditions in families. Dr. Mutwale said premarital testing is not only about the health of future children, but also about understanding conditions that may be passed down genetically from parents. He explained that several diseases, including hypertension, diabetes, certain cancers and sickle cell disease can run in families. While some conditions such as particular cancers may require environmental triggers to manifest, others like sickle cell disease are directly inherited through genes. Using sickle cell as an example, Dr. Mutwale noted that the condition develops when a child inherits two copies of the sickle cell gene, one from the mother and one from the father. If both parents are carriers, there is a 1 in 4 chance with each pregnancy that the child will be born with full-blown sickle cell disease. He revealed that research suggests that 45 and 50% of Zambians may carry at least one copy of the sickle cell gene, often without knowing it. Dr. Mutwale stressed that the carriers typically live normal, healthy lives and may never show symptoms. However, when two carriers have children together, the risk of the disease manifesting becomes significant. The medical expert said premarital testing allows couples to make informed decisions and better prepare for potential health outcomes, underscoring that early knowledge can help families seek proper medical guidance and reduce preventable suffering.
As we know, there are certain conditions that run in families.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain, for others, for example, hypertension, others it's diabetes, others it's, like you've mentioned the examples you gave, sickle cell, others even cancers. Certain types of cancers do run in families. So nothing to do with the children alone, but mostly to do with what is being passed down to them from the parents. Conditions like sickle cell, those are inherited via the genetic process.
Mm-hmm.
There are others which need to have the influence of the environment, maybe, for them to manifest, like some of the cancers, a lot of them. People may have such conditions in the family, but it may not affect one or the other based on what other environmental factors trigger it. Nevertheless, it's very, very important to have that testing, because you never know what could be the outcome of either one or the other.
21-year-old man of Shikankata District has allegedly attempted to take his own life by ingesting suspected poison following a dispute with his mother over food. The incident occurred in Upper Kalea settlement of Shikankata District on February 15, 2026, around 09 hours. According to Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo, Shikankata Police Station received the report on February 16th at about 08:20 hours through Malabo Police Post. In international news, 7 Ghanaian tomato traders were killed when Islamist insurgents attacked the town of Titao in northern Burkina Faso on Saturday, Ghana's interior minister has said. The victims were among a group of 18 traders who had entered Ghana's northern neighbor, to buy tomatoes when the militants stormed the town, separating men from women before opening fire, the minister told a local radio station. They went on a shooting spree, killing almost all the males there, burning them together with a truck, Muhammad Mubarak Muntaka said on Monday, adding that the bodies were burnt beyond recognition. Three men and one woman from the group survived with injuries. The remaining seven women escaped unharmed. The minister said the dead had been buried on Monday morning in Burkina Faso with surviving female traders attending as witnesses. Ghanaian officials were unable to reach the site because of security concerns. Burkina Faso authorities spent hours reclaiming the town after the attack, the minister said, adding that they had promised to provide a military escort to move the injured survivors and Ghana's mission in the capital, Ouagadougou. Burkina Faso military rulers did not immediately respond to an email requesting comment. Islamist militant groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have increased their presence in Burkina Faso in recent years as they have expanded across the Sahel region, killing thousands and displacing millions. Still in international news, Nigeria's data protection regulator has opened an investigation into Chinese-owned e-commerce platform Temu over suspected violations of the country's privacy laws. The Nigeria Data Protection Commission, NDPC, said that it is examining how Temu collects, uses and transfers personal data belonging to Nigerian users. The probe follows concerns about possible breaches following cross-border data transfers, transparency, accountability and compliance with data minimization rules.